This morning, as often happens when we have an overcast sky, that when the sun rises, it comes up underneath the clouds and sends a beautiful light. This morning, if you can see behind me in my photo, is a rainbow. This is from this morning. And it is a beautiful contrast against the gray storm cloud that looks to be coming down from the north. The thing with rainbows is we have to look up to see them. We have to be attentive enough to be able to know that there is something there for us to see. Our readings are all about light. Epiphany is about light, the manifestation, the appearance, the radiance of Christ. And so this day, we celebrate that. The light represents the presence of God. We hear from Isaiah in the Old Testament that people dwelled in a land of darkness and that they lived under thick clouds. Something we probably can identify with the last couple of days of rain. What it was like to not see clearly, to not see the light. And the promise is that the light will come to the people. The light will dawn. It is then when the light comes that the people become radiant. We don't have any internal light inside of ourselves. When we are radiant, it is because we are in the presence of light. So when the people are radiant in the reading of Isaiah, it is because they are standing in the presence, the light of God, which is giving them the wonderful countenance on their face. They are glowing. But it is the glow that is the reflection of God's presence in their lives. In the New Testament, in our reading, we have Herod. Herod greets light. He's not looking for it to begin with. He's more like looking in a dark mirror. And it's the mirror of vanity. It's the mirror of temporal things. It's the mirror of power and prestige and privilege. He sees himself in this way. He doesn't see himself, nor is he looking for the light of God in his life. So his way of greeting any announcement of light is to be afraid. Not only is he afraid, he wants to catch the Magi up in this fear. And so he meets with them in secret, a darkened corner, a darkened room, so that nobody can know what's going on. He does not want the light to be manifested because it would show how weak he is. How much his position and power and privilege are temporal things and based on the backs of people. They are not true. They are harmful. He doesn't want light in his life. He will see himself for the greedy, indifferent person that he is. The Magi, though, are overjoyed. They are captivated. They're fascinated by the light, so much so that they've left their homes and their lands and their culture to come and seek the light. When they set off from Herod, they kind of know the deal. They kind of know that he's a mean person, that he's a person that is not of the light. So they know not to go back to him. Their experience of the light is when they see the star stop. They are overjoyed. And when they walk into the presence of the baby radiant in light. They give the baby homage out of their own heart, a willingness to say, "You are the light. We see it reflected on us, but it is not from us. It is from you, the light of the world." Their experience of the Christ child is one of openness, one of love, one of seeing the light. So different from the way Herod responds to this. So you and I today, we have seen some dark clouds, not only rain clouds, but the COVID and the different things that we've seen and experienced in the last year. There are some dark clouds brooding about the people. The promise and the hope of God is that the light will always shine. You and I, though, our job, how we respond to this, is to look. We can choose to be Herod and not see. We can choose to look into our own mirrors of vanity, our own fascinations with our own power or privilege or prestige. We can choose that. Or we can choose to seek the light, to look for the rainbows in the sky, to look for the stars, to look for the stars in the light of the people that we love, in the world that God has given us. There are all sorts of lights. There's all sorts of God's radiance in our lives every day, every day. Not always in big things. Most of the time they're in little things. Every day, these radiant experiences of God's love in our lives. We are to look to that light and it will guide us through the dark clouds. It will give us hope. Not in the things that we think are important as Herod did, power and prestige and privilege. We will find hope in the deeper things, the things that are true, the things that reflect God's love in our lives. And that is always love. Love always reveals the light of God. So my brothers and sisters, this day, our job, our goal, our desire, our response is to be like the Magi, to seek the light of God's presence in our lives. And when we find it, to open up the treasures of our hearts and give freely of who we are, to be enlightened in the light and love of God. Happy Epiphany.